With the help of the Lord and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, if you'll turn with me to Proverbs 6th chapter. God wants to give gifts. We pray for gifts, and He lays them upon us. But what we do with them is what counts. Samson was given a gift of strength. But he refused to do the will of God. He sinned. Fornication. Even though he had defeated the Philistines many times, he had sinned. God took away that strength. But when he repented, God forgave him. Dear ones, when we do something that's not pleasing to the Lord, and we go to God, and we repent, God forgives us. But sometimes we have to pay the consequences of our sins. Samson paid with his life. In that last moment, he was given his strength back to defeat the Philistines. But he was killed also. Yes, he repented, but he suffered his sins. Saul was a great king, the first king in Israel. But Saul too sinned before God. His pride, his idol worship, his hatred of David, these all worked against him. Eventually, God took away what he was given. And there are many other stories in the Bible of different ones that were given great gifts. God gives us freely. He doesn't hold back from us. He knows what we can handle. And he'll give it to us. You know the parable of the three men that the master gave them talents. One he gave five. One he gave two. One he gave one. He gave one five because he felt that this man could do more. The one he gave two, maybe not so much. And the one he gave one, well, he wasn't too sure. Well, the one he gave five, he doubled it. He gave him 10. The one he gave two, came back with 4. The one he gave one, he dug a hole and he put it in the ground. What we do with our talents is what's important to God. If he gives you a talent, dear one, use it the way he wants you to use it. God gives out many talents. He wants to bless us all. You may think your talent isn't much, so you may be the one who buries it in the ground. No, dear one, whatever talent God gives you, use it to the best of your ability. Your talent may bring others to Christ. Your talent may be your voice. You may have a good singing voice. Use it for His glory. Your talent, may that be the power of prayer. The power of prayer. Use it for His glory. Whatever your talent is, use it. In the 6th chapter of Proverbs, the 16th verse, these 6 things doth the Lord hate. Yea, 7 are an abomination unto Him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. My son, keep thy father's commandments and forsake not the law of thy mother. These things are an abomination to God. He tells you this in many places in the Bible. All He wants is for us to follow the laws that He has set up. You follow the laws, God will give the gifts. We're trying to serve God in the best way we can. If we follow His will, we can flourish. We had a week of prayer, a beautiful week. We prayed for souls. We prayed for gifts. We prayed for healing. We prayed for those in our hearts that we've been praying for. But most of all, we want to pray for God to strengthen us that we may teach others. A proud look. What does God say about a proud look? Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Pride. You can tell, you can see pride in a person. Movie actors, they get a trophy, they get an Oscar, they get this, they get that. You can see the proud looks on their faces. They've got what they wanted. Did they really? Did they really get what they wanted? Then why do they commit suicide? Why do they take drugs? Why did they go out of their way to destroy their own selves? Pride. Pride. A lying tongue. Many places in the Bible it talks about the lying tongue. In James, it says the tongue is a fire. No man can tame the tongue. If you use your tongue in the wrong way, you can hurt someone enough that they may leave the church. They may never speak to you again. We must learn to hold our tongue. I have a friend that literally does this. When she feels like she's going to say something that she doesn't want to say, she grabs a hold of her tongue. Yes. If that's what it takes, do it. If you can stop yourself, do it. When it comes out of your mouth, you have no more control. It's been done. The fire has gone out. And someone can be burned. So when we get up in the morning, get down before the Lord. Say, Lord, control my tongue. Take away my pride. These things that can make me a poor Christian. Hands that shed innocent blood. When we get angry, what enters in? Hatred? You want to strangle somebody? You want to hurt somebody? You get so mad? You've seen some of these people with road rage? It's unbelievable. I can't even get my foot off the brake and somebody's beeping a horn. They're just in such a hurry. Well, it's not a bad thing. You want to make sure you get to work on time? Well, leave a little earlier. But don't take things out on other people. Cain hated his brother so much that he murdered him. Hatred can be a terrible thing. Hatred can ruin lives. Hatred can separate families. We don't want hatred in our life. Take it out. Destroy it. A heart that devises wicked imagination. Wicked imagination. Think about things that are not profitable to you. Thinking about things that are not worthy of a Christian. When things come in your mind that are not godly, call upon the blood of Jesus Christ to take them out. If you let them dwell there, they continue to grow. It's like weeds in a garden. If you let them stay long enough, they can take over the garden. Don't let this happen in your life. And I'm not saying any of you have done any of these things. But God has put these words in here for us to know the right and the wrong of it. Why would he put it in here so many different places? About the tongue, about hatred. Because he wants us to be aware. To be aware of what goes on in the world. I mentioned up here on prayer week how we had gotten such a blessing. And after we received the blessing, I always remember, be careful, the enemy's going to try and step in. When you're given a blessing, believe me, he comes charging out like a roaring lion. He wants to make it put down. He don't want you to have anything that's good. So he'll put something in your life to make you feel miserable. But dear ones, rebuke him in the name of the Lord Jesus, and he has to flee. Thank the Lord, I'm telling you. A heart that devises wicked imagination, our hearts are desperately wicked. Just a verse from Jeremiah. I had it marked. Well, anyway, our hearts are desperately wicked. And only God can take all these things out of our life. Feet that are swift to run to mischief. He's telling us to be careful of our direction. Let us not jump into anything. Always think about where you're going. Always think about what you're going to do before you do it. Because the consequences may be irreversible. Pray and ask the Lord which direction you should go. A false witness. The 9th commandment of the Bible. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. If you have something against someone, clear it up. Go talk to them. Say, you know what? Something disturbed me about what we were talking about before. Something's disturbing you? Go to that one. If somebody came to me and says, Pat, look, something you said disturbed me. Something you did disturbed me. I would say to that brother or sister or whoever it might be, forgive me. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you. Because sometimes when you offend someone, they walk away and never come back. I've seen it happen. We're responsible for our actions, dear ones. Responsible for what we say, what we do, how we speak. He who sows discord among the brethren. Don't start arguments. Don't talk about one another. If you see something that's displeasing to God, talk to that person. Say, look, something you did or something you said kind of disturbed me, but I just wanted to bring it to your attention. You know, I love you, and I just want us to be friends. And if you feel like you can't talk to this one, pray for them. Pray for them. It's so important. Our prayer lives are very important. Psalm 119. Verse 105. First he says, the commandment is this. The lamp and the law is the light. In verse 105 it says, thy word is a lamp. His word is our lamp, lights our way, shows us where we're going. And the light, unto my path. He's guiding you and me. He's showing us the way. Let us be willing to follow him and not our own selves and our own ideas. Because we are responsible before God. You need to know this. I need to know this. There isn't anything that I would tell you that I wouldn't take upon myself. All of us are responsible before God. He's telling us these things for our benefit. Let us try and do what is right in the sight of our Lord Jesus Christ, because we have such an awesome God that he went and sent his son to die for us on Calvary's cross. Would we be willing to go to a cross for someone? Something to think about. I just thank God every day for the love that he has for me. And I pray for each and every one of you that we may work together, worship together, until the Lord Jesus Christ comes for us. And I pray to hear that voice that says, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord." The name of the Lord be praised.